AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The threat of a potential disruptive strike against UPS appears to be over. UPS has reached a contract agreement with its 340,000-person union. It's the largest private sector contract in North America. The Teamsters calls the tentative agreement historic and overwhelmingly lucrative. President Biden signed a proclamation establishing a national monument honoring Emmett Till. The black 14-year-old from Chicago was abducted and tortured and killed in Mississippi in 1955. He helped propel the civil rights movement. Till's white killers were acquitted by an all-white jury.
No matter how much time has passed, how many birthdays, how many events, how many anniversaries, it's hard to relive this.
The president also talked about recent attempts to ban books in some states.
For only with truth comes healing, justice, repair, and another step forward toward forming a more perfect union. We've got a hell of a long way to go.
The monument will also honor Emmett Till's mother, who helped preserve his legacy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says unproven allegations of financial wrongdoing against President Biden are rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry. LeBron James's 18-year-old son, Bronny, is in a Los Angeles hospital after going into cardiac arrest at a practice at the University of Southern California. His presidential campaign says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in a multi-vehicle accident in Tennessee, but was uninjured. The UN Atomic Watchdog says its monitors at Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant report seeing anti-personnel mines around the site. The report comes as Kyiv pursues a counteroffensive. Thousands of Israeli doctors walked out of work, and senior justices rushed home from a trip abroad. That came a day after the government in Israel approved a law weakening the country's Supreme Court. This is AP News. Anger toward Russia is growing in the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
In only a week, Russia has fired dozens of missiles and drones at the Odessa region. However, none struck quite as deeply as the one that destroyed the cathedral. Now in ruins, teams work endlessly to clear up and restore the interior. The historical building stands at the heart of the city's romantic, notorious past and its deep roots in both Ukrainian and Russian culture. Odessa resident and Ukrainian soldier Petro Konoplia told the AP he doesn't understand what the Russians were aiming at. It's a pity. I just drive through places that were destroyed and I can see that not one of these places were some sort of target. They were just peaceful people living there. Last week's attacks marked the first time Odessa's historic city center was hit since the war started. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.